when we enter into this space, the first thing that we're asked is how we're doing, each one of us personally. I think that it seems a little cliche at first when you hear about it, but what it really does is it personalizes these spaces, because I have a moment to really vent and speak on things that maybe I didn't really reflect on, but then I also get to hear what my peers are going through. And I think that that really creates that sense of a safe space. We really feel like when we're in these spaces, things that we're, that we can say, we can speak honestly on and openly on, and know that we're going to get that support from everybody around us. And I think that that's like a really important part for being able to, for us to be able to deliver, you know, the realest part of like our art. Because for a lot of us have these different kinds of skills, whether it be, you know, writing poetry, creating art or images, painting. But when you have this type of space, when you feel support, is when you're able to really operate at like maximum capacity.
And you have this space to communicate with others whenever we have the breakout rooms. And you know, you have a chance to like speak with everybody and get to know somebody deeper, not only their name. In a class, you don't have the time for that. You have to listen to the lecture, you have to do the homework, and you have other classes, and you have to work. And it's always like this, it's running all the time. The time is running out, so you cannot do that. So I really appreciate that you have a space where you can communicate, where you can share ideas, learn new things, build, you know, this sense of community, and actually feel that you really belong, even though you're not in person. That's freaking amazing.
This is such a like a diverse place to be at, so it makes me feel so comfortable. I'm like with people that understands what I'm going through, and also being part of academia and like being a daughter of like being a person of color. If I'm not busy, it means I'm lacking something. But when I come here on Fridays, I don't have to be busy. I could just be here and be myself. There's no competition. We don't have that mentality. We're here to, like, if I'm winning, we're all winning. So I really like that a lot.
Something that really distinguishes us from, you know, your run-of-the-mill Zoom University, is that there is a very strong emphasis on this idea of culture of care. It's not just you, Casey, Lauren, Kishema, and Professor Suresh. Like, it's not just you four that are the support network, but we all sort of have this like unspoken agreement that we're also going to be each other's support network. Everyone sort of understands that we're all in such difficult circumstances. And I feel like we, amongst everyone, there's just a greater amount or a greater outpouring of love for each other. We're being super generous with each other. And I don't think you get sort of this sort of reciprocal generosity, as I like to put it, in any other classes.
But the thing that I think represents it the most is our WhatsApp thread. And I just love that. I you know, every time I go to the WhatsApp thing, there's like, I'm like, I don't have enough time to do all these things that I want to do. You know, but it really is generous and kind, and it really feels like you know, a place to ground yourself, you know, and to be like, I know I'm among friends here, you know, which is a great thing.
It's a very supportive and validating community. People are comfortable with each other. People are comfortable, you know, letting others speak. There's no like, there's no tension with that. People seem to be very much supportive if someone has something good to say or to share. And I really love that. And that's something special. And like a lot of my education was fear-based for many years. Just to see this come about and see people and kind of full-heartedly kind of internalize and actualize the participatory and collective aspects of it is what makes it special and different.
What I think builds such a like this great community is like, personally, I feel spoiled here. This has given me more than I could have imagined for, and like I even look at it like our leaders, look at the voices that you're letting shine. It's letting you shine too, and through all of that we all grow. And like, that's the main thing with me. Like, it just feels like so impactful. Like at the end of the week, this was like, I could do this instead of school.
With classes, you're so busy trying to like understand a professor's point, you're not really engaging with your peers. Like, whereas like here, it's definitely like peer led and peer educated. And I think like that experience and that reflection really leads to a lot. Like, I feel like, you know, research oftentimes kind of comes from observations around the world. And, you know, interdisciplinary ideologies are really important. I think that's something that, like, all of us do is, like, there's kind of, like, this light, this love, this support. Like, since we're all working for projects to support other individuals, like, we kind of all come from this background of, you know, different places, but, like, a similar goal. And I think that's, like, really beautiful because, you know, we come from different campuses and we bring these experiences together in a way that only we as a community can.
I'm also super impressed with the way that all of you guys are able to, like, formulate these really complex thoughts into words that are just, like, poetic almost. There's, like, this like-mindedness to want to learn and then to want to change the future as well. So I think that, like, now for me, whenever I think of a community, or, like, when people are like, give me an example of what you think a community is, like, this is the first group that I'll look to, just because. And, like, drawing back on the conversation of how, like, community essentially is this bridge between the past and the present and the future. It's like Casey, Lauren, Kashima, like, Stephanie, you guys, you learned all of this, right? And now you're teaching it to us. And now for us to be able to absorb and take in all of that information, like, who knows what we're gonna do and we're gonna teach to, like, a future generation, you know what I mean? And, like, that thought alone is just, like, it makes me, like, despite being surrounded by, like, COVID and, you know, loss and pandemic and whatever, like, just that fact alone, like, makes me so excited for the future.